It's a Greg show, but it's gone too far, and you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on Greg Jack's family's money. You can't rely on any money from Greggles. It's a Greg show.
I love that. Is that Hall & Oates?
Yeah.
Of course it's Hall & Oates.
I have a story about that.
Voted by the Free Beer and Catfish show to be the greatest rock band of all time.
Hands down.
Hit it.
From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, it's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Olds.
And it's the Monday version. And yeah, many years ago, Catfish and I, as the Free Beer and Catfish Show in San Antonio, doing our morning show, on this Friday, Friday morning, we were like, hey, we're going to give you the 10 best rock and roll bands of all time. And so we went through the normals, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, like all that kind of stuff. And then right before we signed off on that Friday morning, we were like, coming up Monday morning, 7:20, big market tease payoff. So teased it through the weekend. We had a promo that we ran. Hey,
Catfish.
Hey, coming up
beers,
on Monday morning.
Number one rock band of all time.
Yeah, the number one rock band of all time. And so like 7:20 that Monday morning, we went on the air and we did a little quick montage recap of the top 10 or the top 9 from Friday.
And you did Hall & Oates.
And we did Hall & Oates, and we played like 6 Hall & Oates songs back to back.
Oh, everybody was pissed.
Oh, dude, it was hilarious. We had people calling like, hey, man, what is this crap you play? Because, you know, like a majority of our listeners obviously were Hispanic because we were in San Antonio. So that's my shout out to this Hispanic.
Hey, man, ASA.
Hey, Free Beer, what are you doing, man? That's shit crazy. We're like, yeah, well, that's what we're doing. Mm. So we blew them up with some Hall & Oates, and it was awesome.
Well, on Saturday night, saw a Hall & Oates cover band.
What?
Yeah.
OMG, what?
OMG, what?
You saw, okay, I mean, it shouldn't surprise me that there is a Hall & Oates cover band.
There is, and they're kind of, half the band was dressed up as something, and the other half wasn't, so my friend Justin and his fiance were dressed up as Navy sailors, because they're a yacht rock band.
Okay.
And then the main keyboardist, just had the smallest bathing suit ever
like
seen.
Speedo trunks?
It was Speedo. They were trunks, but they were also just super tight and short.
Oh, man.
So he was wearing that, and then whenever somebody chanted USA, USA, he had to take his shirt off. And he just had that and a captain's hat on. And
where was this?
This was at Barley House.
Oh, the Barley House.
Yeah. So that's happening. And then the end of the show, essentially, I said, turned into an Aristocrats joke. Mm-hmm. Because everybody in the band just starts losing their mind.
Yeah.
And there's humping pianos. There's humping each other. One person spit into another person's mouth.
Okay, that's going way too far. Look, you can do
insane.
You can do all the above, but when it comes to spitting into somebody else's mouth, look, Daryl Hall and John Oates would not be happy with that product.
It's so funny.
Daryl Hall and John Oates would rue the day that they would see that.
I had a blasticle watching this whole extravaganza go down.
I would too. I think that would be great.
Oh, it was greatness.
Have you ever seen the show? I think it's with I think it's Daryl Hall, like at Hall, it's like Hall's house or something, where he basically invites people over to his house, like famous people, musicians, and they, like he cooks for them, so there's cameras that are rolling, they're cooking and all this kind of stuff, and then they invite more friends over, and then they sit out on the patio, and then they jam out.
I've like, not seen this.
I've seen one episode, and...
Does Hall play any instrument besides... I thought Oates did all the music.
Yeah, he plays. He plays acoustics. I mean, it's basically just acoustic guitar and stuff. So, you know, when you write that many hit songs, you have to be able to play something.
Yeah.
You know.
He wrote a lot of hits.
They were monsters, man. Those dudes, like...
She's a man-eater.
How could you not love Hall & Oates from the 80s?
You can't not love Hall & Oates.
If you don't love Hall & Oates, you should be punched in your Hall & Oates.
I would agree with that statement.
Kicked hard in the Hall & Oates.
Right in the Hall & Oates and the Charles Nelson Riley.
That's awesome. Well, I love some Hall & Oates talk. We can do this segment over.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime you want to talk Hall & Oates, let's do it.
Well, next time I see them, I'll tell you about it again.
Okay, good.
The antics that happen after they're done performing.
I can't believe they spit in each other's mouths.
That was gross, but it totally happened. And everybody, they're just going nuts, and the drummer's just hitting all the everything, and there's just humping and gyrating.
That blows my mind.
After a Hall & Oates show.
A Hall & Oates tribute. That's awful.
In other news,
yeah,
we hit 300 fans on Facebooky.
What? Yeah, I saw the little post the other day.
I did a little posticle.
Yeah. Sometimes we have to boost the listenership.
Yeah. And I don't like jamming our thing down your throat.
That's an awkward statement.
I don't like Facebooking about our show all the time, because nothing bothers me more than somebody who's plugging themselves all the
right.
time. Because that's just frustrating. So yeah. Every once in a while, like when we almost had 200, I Facebooked it.
Sure.
Now that we're at almost at 300, I'm just like, all right, let me just make a little comment.
There's a couple people that may not have seen the post 100 friends ago.
Yeah.
That are, you know, like, oh, okay, my buddy Greg and Greg are doing this. Let's help them out.
Yeah. So we got to 300.
You know what? And high five to those 9 people that got us there.
Yeah. Whoever no, it was were. More than 9.
Was it not more than 9?
We got way more than 9.
What were we at?
We were at 272.
Oh.
So we had a good 20 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, people. Appreciate that.
Then this idiot right here goes, I have content. So I imagine that he does have content. What do you tell me just 5 minutes ago?
I don't really have any content. I just wrote that just to be like, hey, cool. I'm going to bring content to the show on Monday. And it would get Greggles excited because I know that he likes to come into work with some content and things he can deal with. But the reason why I wrote it was I figured that the story of me blowing my back out on Saturday morning would be enough content, but then I started to really think through it, and I was like, this will only fill up probably 3 minutes of our show.
Well, let's hear this awful backstory so that we get that out of the way.
Okay, so I woke up on Saturday, and I was just kind of chilling. My wife and daughter were about to head out to go to a tea party with my sister and my niece.
Oh, what a lovely tea party.
So they were getting ready to do that, and Erica was like, you should take Aiden out for a run before it gets too hot. And I'm like, that's a great idea, since I'm all into getting back into shape and eating healthy, kind of, and doing that whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I load little Bubs up in the stroller, and we take off, and we have a good run around the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Come back, I'm sweaty, drinking some water, I'm in the fan, I'm like, oh yeah, it was good. The girls get packed up, they leave, we put Aiden down for a nap. I'm like, I'm going to continue my workout. So I went into the playroom, the game room. I did some push-ups, did some sit-ups.
Squat thrusts.
I didn't do any squat thrusts, but I did a couple lunges.
You spread eagle.
I finished it off with doing the world's worst exercise ever. Can you guess what it is?
Burpee.
No. That's awful, too.
World's worst exercise?
Mm-hmm.
The
it's not even you're not even moving, you're not doing anything,
taking it from behind your trainer.
That is not it. That is absolutely wrong.
It would be the world's worst exercise, though.
That would be
unless
you're
into that sort of thing.
Yeah, which I'm not, so that would be
awful.
That
would be the world's worst exercise for you.
No, I did a wall sit.
Oh, I've done those.
Oh man, the wall sit is the stupidest thing that's ever been invented, because it just, you're sitting there, you lean against the wall. You're like, okay, it's not so bad. And the next thing you know, your legs catch on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get really uncomfortable, and you don't really know, like, where to put your hands.
Yeah.
You're like, should I put my hands on my knees? No, that's making it hurt worse. Should I dangle my hands down? No, that's not – I'm not feeling really good about this either. And so so I went about the wall sit. I did a minute and a half wall sit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God, it was awful. So I stood up and kind of shook the legs out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, get the pain gone. Well, then I was done. I decided right then and there I was done with the workout.
Okay.
So my next move was to sit down on the floor and stretch. And in the process
you tore
of...
Tore your beehole.
In the process of putting my hand on the arm of the couch as a little assistance to get down on the floor.
Yeah.
My back went... And I felt it and I dropped. Like I dropped straight to the floor.
Just crying.
And
nobody's home.
Nobody's there.
Except for a baby.
The baby's asleep. And I literally laid on the floor for about 25 minutes.
Just,
just going, what in the hell? Because I've had this happen before, like 2 years ago. And that one was really, really bad. Because it shifted my spinal column. And it was pinching nerves. And I couldn't move. I couldn't roll. I couldn't do anything. So this one, I decided, I'm just going to lay here until the muscles somewhat relax so that I can get up. So it hasn't been that bad. I can't stand straight up right now because if you've ever had a back spasm, you know that like one muscle tightens up real hard and then the other one tries to pull back and fight it. And then you overcompensate. And so all the muscles in your back.
Yeah.
So every muscle in my back is completely sore because they're just working over like overtime.
They're just fighting each other.
Yeah. So sitting down is fine, but whenever I stand up, it's pretty awful. Here we go. Okay, so I can get to here.
You look like you're 100 years old right now.
Oh. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. You're shaking now.
It sucks.
Shaking! Whoa!
And there's really nothing you can do for
Stab
back spasms.
In your fingers!
Can't do anything about it. You have to just, like, I took a muscle. Well, I then went to, that Saturday afternoon when Erica got home, we went to a pool party. A pool party.
Was it a cool party?
It was a cool party.
Pool party, baby?
It was for a bunch of the, it was for all the kids. But there was alcohol
did
there.
Did you spray any child down with a
hose? I did not, no, because there was an actual pool.
Okay.
So there was no water hose that would allow me to just.
Just standing there with a beer, spraying a child in the face.
Yeah, and I don't know a lot of, I mean, I know I'm acquaintances with all the parents, so they probably wouldn't take too kindly to me as the guy with a hurt back standing over there hunkered over with a Bud Light, a crooked spine, and a water hose spraying their kids in the face. Hey, what are you doing with my son? What are you doing with my son over there? You shut up, I'm spraying.
You shut up, and you keep getting sprayed in the face.
You come closer to me, I'll spray you in the face, too.
Yeah. Who invited drunken Bud Light spray guy?
Who's this guy? So, yeah, so we had to deal with that. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Since I moved here, I gained a ton of weight.
Yeah.
I got big and fat for a minute.
It happens.
Because I didn't realize how much I was eating.
Yeah.
And I weighed myself yesterday.
And?
155.
Hey, is that down or up?
That's down.
Okay.
Like, I was at 175.
Yeah.
And I've
You gained the freshman 15.
I gained the freshman 15 coming in here.
Yeah.
Because I was eating the same and not really doing anything. Because in New York, you just walk everywhere.
Sure.
So I cut the walking out.
Yeah.
And my body was like, what are you doing?
You don't realize, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's the, that's why America's fat. Because they, most companies make people sit at offices, like, in cubicles, at a desk, at a computer all day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when you cut out the walking to and fro work, or to and fro wherever, it starts to add up quickly.
So, yeah, back on the running mark. I'm running five miles at a clip.
You're running marathons.
Dude, I'm doing good.
Or you're running 5Ks.
I'm running 5Ks pretty easy now.
Yeah.
It's now my goal is run 10Ks pretty easy.
Whoa. I'm rooting for you, man.
It's like double the
Here's
length.
What's going to happen.
What?
Next time that you, if you sign up for a real 5K, I'm going to be at about the halfway mark in my bathing suit, my shirt off, a Bud Light, and a water.
I just stop and I'm frozen there. And people are like, what happened to that guy? Oh, God. I just went across the finish line.
Yep, that's how it's going to happen, man.
Right on.
All right, well, there's the Greg and Greg show for Monday, August something, 12th?
August the something.
Yeah. So we'll be back tomorrow, probably have a What Would You Do, along with some other titillating content that I'm going to bring to the table.
You will not bring any content.
I'm going to bring the content tomorrow.
Maybe we'll get an OMG. What?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. All right. Facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow.
Like us, please. We'd love 400 fans.
Yeah, let's do this. Boo out.
This has been The Greg and Greg Show. Listen to the next one whenever we decide to post it.